Our faith in Jesus transfers God's righteousness to us. What? Our faith in Jesus does what? Transfers God's righteousness to us. And he now declares us flawless in his eyes. If God declare me flawless, who are you to condemn me? What this adversary of yours and mine, who is he to tell me that I'm supposed to walk around broke, busted, messed up and disgusted, confused and troubled, and full of fear and doubt and worry and don't know what I'm going to do and how I'm going to get by? And here God has declared me flawless, right in his eye, heir to the kingdom, have access to everything he had. Do you think heaven is broke? Do you think God is up there trying to figure out how to get some stuff to survive on? And here I am, here you are. We are heirs to the kingdom. Not tomorrow, not next week, not when we get to heaven. I'm talking about right now on this earth. We got a daddy. His name is Father God. Hallelujah. And he has declared me and you flawless. And here come the accuser telling you you don't qualify. You better take your lying self and go somewhere else, because you're not bringing that in my house. Not in my life. I believe God. Woo! Thank you, Lord. This means we, listen to this now. This means we can now enjoy true and lasting peace with God. All because of what our Lord Jesus, the anointed one, has done for us. Did you hear that? I should never be troubled. You should never spend another night worrying, another day worrying how you're going to make it, what I'm going to do, because he has fixed it for you. And you just got to get in and find out, so you just follow his instructions and do what he said and stop trying to do stuff on your own, because you told him when you got born again, you told him, Jesus, I make you my Lord. Well, let him be Lord then. And stop trying to do it yourself. And tell yourself, shut up and get out of the way, because the Lord is telling me what to do. I followed you in the previous years that I lived, and you messed me up, and you're not going to mess up my future. Hallelujah. I'm going to follow the Lord. And since I've been following him, it looked like he knows what he's doing. I'm having success now. And all those years I was in charge, boy, I couldn't figure out how to get out of the mess I was in. Every time I get out of one thing, I was in another one. But glory to God, I got peace now. I can sleep at night. Hallelujah. I can pay my bills now. Hallelujah. I can go out and come in and not trouble. I can lay my head on the pillow and go to sleep like a baby. With a bottle in his mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen at verse 2. Our faith guaranteed us. I'm going to say it again. Our faith. That's why, you know, the scripture says in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith. That's not of yourselves, a gift of God. And our faith guarantees us permanent access into this marvelous kindness that has been given us, that has given us a perfect relationship with God. What kind of relationship? A perfect relationship with God. What incredible joy bursts forth within us as we keep on celebrating our hope of experiencing God's glory. See, every day I can celebrate. I'm going to experience some of God's glory today. He's going to surprise me with this. He's going to do this for me. And I'm just going along. All of a sudden, there's some surprise money. There's some surprise joy. I didn't expect this to happen today, but I'm experiencing the goodness of God. The enemy set up a pitfall for me, and he surprised the enemy and he and take me around. The enemy don't even know I've been by. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. My, my, my. So Romans, listen to this one. Romans chapter 4 and verse 16. Are you listening now? Therefore, if it is of faith, watch it. Therefore, it is of faith. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. For by grace are you saved through faith. It is of faith. Faith will call grace to work for you. And grace is the ability to get the job done. Faith is what you releases to call the power to flow, and grace the ability to get it to work. How can I lose with that kind of stuff? How can I be defeated? When I got the ability to do it, who can stop me? And I got the faith to believe in, who can stop the power of God? I heard Psalm 91 verse 1 says, against whose power no foe can withstand. There's not a demon, a devil, or any kind of thing can stop the power of God. And people talking about this pandemic, coronavirus and COVID-19. What I tell you, in the kingdom of God, that stuff has already been defeated. And if you walk with God, you can help the other that's full of fear and let them know you can come out of that stuff. You can be delivered from it. You don't have to live your life like this. See, we don't need to just come to church and get emotion and go back home. This is not just getting emotion. This is a lifestyle I've learned. And I'm learning more about it every day of my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is living in the kingdom of God. Living a supernatural life. What you mean? God is my Father. He supernaturally provides, leads, and guides, teaches, and directs. And I hear his instruction. And super always outdo the natural. Amen. You'll never get natural rise and be stronger than the super. Just put them together and turn them loose, and you watch the one that's gonna fall. Sure won't be the super. Hallelujah. Therefore it's of grace. Therefore it's of faith that it might be by grace. But listen to the last part of this verse. To the end. The promise might be sure to all the seed. That means it's for you. Anybody that comes into the family of God, this promise to live a victorious life, to reign in life, is to you. Every one of God's children. You don't have to live in fear. Death may come knocking at your door. The reason why saints die when death come knocking, they don't know how to answer. I'm going to say it again. Death has tried to knock at my door, but I knew how to answer it. And I told death, I didn't send for you. I'm not satisfied. And you get out of here. So how do you answer? Because I read the scripture. I read the promise. He told me, Jimmy, you can live till you get satisfied. Psalm 91, verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. He told me I could live long. I could live till I'm satisfied. And when death showed up, I let him know I'm not satisfied yet. I'm not satisfied, so get out of here. Leave me. Take your hands off me. Get away from here. Hallelujah. Every one of us face temptation. Every one of us faces tests. Every one of us has opposition. If you're a human being, you have had some opposition. Especially you're a born-again believer.